Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله رب العالمين Respected and honorable viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the program Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen today. I am in the company of our very famous and honorable Mawlana Ziyad Madani Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, and we say marhaba.
Jazakallah.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, Hazrat, our discussion for today, of course, in the program is turned towards our Creator Allah's Wajah. We need to find various and different ways of strengthening this bond and relationship with our Creator. Firstly, turning towards His Rahmah and His mercy, attaining His mercy, being successful in this mission, Allahu Akbar, and then strengthening this relationship with the Creator, Allah Azza wa
Jalla. Right.
All these values and blessings and ahadith, which we often from time to time educate our viewers of Madani Channel with regards to. However, the ultimate goal of Islam, if we really have a look into it, Mawlana Sahib, is that Islam wants to connect the banda to the Creator.
Right.
And this is what Islam demands from the followers, subhanAllah. This connection, dear viewers of Madani Channel, establishes the moment one enters into the fold of Islam and reverts to his Lord with sincerity, with humbleness. Allahu Akbar. If one stays steadfast on faith and does those actions which please our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, then every coming moment, Mawlana Sahib, becomes stronger and better. Allahu Akbar. Every coming moment becomes even more better, and it strengthens this connection with the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. And it carries on until that particular person leaves this dunya and he travels to the Alam-e-Barzakh. Allahu Akbar. So, ultimately, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we want our Rabb, our Creator, to be pleased with us and for us to be, for our souls to be, of course, happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla whilst we are physically alive and even after we leave this world. In the small, Allahu Akbar, you know, in the small dunya, we learn those actions which the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, and that can strengthen this very intricate connection with our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. I say intricate, Mawlana Sahib, is because, subhanAllah, it's very straightforward relationship. Yani, He is our Creator, we are the Banda. Yes. He is our Khalik, He is our Malik, we are the servants.
Absolutely.
We are bound to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's our right that we are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the sense of He provides for us. He is our sustainer, He is our provider, He is our cherisher, our nourisher. He is our Creator. He is the reviver. Rana Sahib, He will give us life back after death.
Allah,
He will admit us into Jannah with His rahmat and His mercy, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So when He is our Creator, it's the right of the Banda that He only worships, that He only worships His Creator. And He should look no further than His Creator. His Creator should be worshipped, and any person who is not obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla, he deserves punishment. The question here is that we have a large viewership, mashallah. They are brothers, they are sisters, they are different types of people watching the program, Mawlana Sahib. And for many people out there, including myself as well, people would not know as to from which point do we need to turn to the Creator. Point number one, from which point do I turn towards my Allah Azza wa Jalla? Do the pious also should feel that they need to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla? Only the gunahgar and the sinner should feel that they need to turn towards the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because for many people who are living in the comfort zone, for example, business is chalu, paisa is coming, I'm giving so much of charity in the path of Allah, for years I've got a good name and fame in the market. Do I really need to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla? Do I need to turn towards Him, or is it I am reading my salah every day. I'm turning towards him. A person feels he's carrying out the day-to-day action. So where is a special need for me now? I need a special attention from Allah Azza wa Jalla. I need a special rahmat to befall upon me because my life is very well. So people who assume that because of having abundance of wealth, Allah is pleased with me. On the other hand, somebody who's facing great calamities, financial situations, and he feels Allah is unhappy with me. Therefore, I'm going through the situation in my life. You know, you get vice versa, Mawlana Sahib, both categories of people. But old or young, from which point does a person need to turn towards his creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla? Is it the old age? Is it the youth? When is it, Mawlana Sahib?
You know, Hazrat, before we even go into answering that, the amount that Mawlana Sahib spoke within few words, you know, Asatida used to tell us certain kalams are jami'ah, meaning there is so much within it. There is so much within it, really. These few statements that we heard now, there is so much within it. The first question is, when should we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the point at which we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually speaking, we were supposed to have turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from before our birth. Really, if we look at reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had asked us that, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? At that point, we already turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst we were still only in our ruh form, meaning our bodies were not attached to our souls. And we said, qalu bala, we said, most definitely, O Allah, you are our Rabb. But within the dunya, we come into the dunya, and at that point, within dunya, when must we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually, consciously, if I have to answer it, that consciously, when do we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That should be from the time we have some sort of consciousness and understanding. Then we should consciously turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that can only happen by the correct tarbiyah and training. You'll find that those who they are born and brought up in homes wherein the parents turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. You'll find the children turn towards Allah azza wa jalla as well. I've seen it in the presence of Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. Some youngsters, children are also close to Amir al-Sunnat. And you will find among those children that they up to cry in dua. And within our families and friends and so on, you'll find some children, they are crying, and you ask, why are you crying? I'm crying for forgiveness. Forgiveness of what? Forgiveness for myself and forgiveness for my parents. But you are nabaligh child. But this child has learned to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such a young age because of the tarbiyah. Then there are other people that, you know, people who distance themselves from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately, for a long period of time, and then something happens to them in life. Something happens to them in life, some difficulty strikes them, some calamity strikes them, business may fall apart, family may fall apart, something heavy. But it hits them such that they realize that now I have no other place, I have to turn to Allah. And those people think, they may think, some of us just question ourselves, that if we were distant from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, distant from the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we weren't turning towards Allah Azza wa Jal, and such a calamity hit us in our life that knocked us off our feet and placed our head upon the ground. That calamity, I ask you, if that was the calamity that made you turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal, please tell me, was that still a calamity or was that a mercy from Allah upon you? So sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal grants someone such a mercy in the form of, apparently in the form of a calamity, but that turns the person's life around, and that person says that, now I realize that the primary focus of my life is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now please, my dear viewers of Madrin Channel, I request you, don't wait for the calamity to befall you. We don't know. Just assuming that the calamity has not befallen me yet, what if the calamity doesn't befall you and then we leave this dunya? What if the calamity that's going to befall us is the one at the time of maut, and we don't have the chance to turn to Allah? So let's not wait for the calamity. As we are now, in the situation we are in now, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal now. Be pleased with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal now and beg Allah for His pleasure now. Whilst we are here now, turn to Allah Azza wa Jal wholeheartedly and say, O Allah, inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard hanifa wa ma ana min al-mushrikeen. Indeed, I turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal, who has created the heavens and the earth. I separate good from falsehood. I stay on the side of good and stay separate from falsehood. And I am from those who submit to the will of Allah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, Thumma Ameen. I wish, Mawlana Sahib, that each one of us and every one of us could do this, Mawlana Sahib. And
Ameen.
This is what we should be doing on a daily basis.
Yes.
We should be reminding ourselves. This is for every person, whether you're pious or whether you're a sinner, we should turn towards our Creator. Distancing ourselves from Him and weakening our connection and trust in Him has led us to where we are today, dear viewers.
True.
Today, blame ourselves. Khana nahi hai, achhe job nahi hai, masail hai, toh apne aap ko hi blame karna padega. Who else do we blame? We explore every avenue to try and resolve our issues, but we do not turn towards Allah. Long, far end meetings, Mulana Sahib, business meetings, traveling. We go out of our ways to solve problems, dunyavi problems. When the solution was so easy just for you to turn towards Allah. First, before you took any qadam, to have a meeting, to consult with the president, to consult with the prime minister, for example, to consult with any high-ranking person, whoever you want to meet, whoever you want to talk to, you want to go out to those levels to solve your problem, first go to the Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. First, present your plea in His barga. You know, once, Nigran Shura was giving some beautiful Madani pearls.
Right.
And this happened in a city called Johannesburg. I don't know whether you were there, Mulana Sahib, but this touched my heart.
Right.
When I'm talking, maybe Maas, I will recall whether you were there or not there. Right? This was in some Islamic brother's home. And Nigran Shura, Damat Puyu's home, was giving beautiful Madani pearls in the home of his brother to all those attendees. Mm-hmm. And it was a khas mehfil of especially Zamadaran.
Okay.
So Nigran Shura was giving tarbiyat, and it was a very emotional tarbiyat, heart-touching tarbiyat. He took us first to Madinatul Munawwara. He softened our hearts, he cleansed us over there. He purified us there in a sense of while we're sitting with Yadi Madina, Zikri Madina. When few tears came out and we realized how sinful bandas we are, then he brought us to the other aspect, how much of work we need to do, and then, you know.
Right.
But as he spoke, Mulana Sahib, Allahu Akbar. You know, we are discussing, we're talking about these blessings of turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Nigran Shura, Damat Barakatuh Al Aliya, catch the hearts of those brothers who are present there, Mulana Sahib.
Yes.
His words and his statements and the things that he says, Allahu Akbar, that penetrated the heart and made us feel how low we are. After doing years of work, you realize you have not even started the work yet. Allahu Akbar. And subhanAllah, those words and advice that he had given is still in my heart, and I would like to share some of those as we go along, inshallah. This is Nigran Shura. He says that he asked Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Al Aliya, that we all have problems, but Amir al-Sunnat, he says to Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Al Aliya, we don't ever see you complaining and presenting your complaints to us or to anybody. I mean, this is the Shura, this is the board. I mean, Nigran Shura's, he is the head of this board, subhanAllah. And he says, Nigran Shura is saying this, that we present our complaints to you, that you are the Amir of this organization. But we don't ever hear you giving us your complaints.
Right.
Though you are the Amir of the organization, don't you have any taklif, any dukh, any darb, any mas'ala? So Nigran Shura says that the answer given by Amiri al-Sunnat was yes, in the positive. Do you think only you have problems? Am I not insan? I also have problems. We also have situations. But why must I present my situations and my problems before weak people? I will present my problem before the one who will solve my problem.
Allah
my beloved Atta and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, subhanAllah, so beautifully, he's saying, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'alali had explained this in his beautiful poetry. He says, Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath aur bare khazane. Kareem aisa mila hai jiske khule hai haath aur bare khazane. Batao ae mufliso ke phir kyun tumhara dil istirab mein. So Amir al-Sunnat says, when Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the ummatis His beloved Habib, any problem you have, you complain here. Any mas'ala you have, you bring it here. And if the beloved Rasul intercedes on your behalf, tumhara kaam ban gaya. Your job is done. Subhanallah. So he says that I present all my plea, of course, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, using the medium of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But he says, I communicate like that. And subhanAllah, I therefore have no stress and no problem, man, because Allah is saying, Kareem aisa, He is so generous, speaking about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then second quality is that His hands are open, always giving.
Yes.
So He is generous, quality number one. Quality number two, He is generous because He's got open hands. It's a term used when a person is an overspender, overgiver. You know, they say, kulehya. His hands are very open.
Yeah.
He gives over the limit. And then the second quality Allah says in this couplet, bhare khazane.
So he can.
The khazana is so much, the hands are too open. Top of that, he's kareem and generous. So Allah is saying, batao e muflis. Oh, grief-stricken people, why is your heart in a doubt that you will get or you will not get when you have such a great Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam? Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. This is
Allah.
The mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. We need to turn towards our Creator, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Allahu Akbar. Even today, if we turn towards Allah azza wa jalla as we should, our life can be turned around like you cannot even imagine. Our difficulties will end. Yes. Your son who's disobedient will become obedient. Your business which isn't working out will start working out for you. Whatever is left incomplete in your life, whatever you could not accomplish in your life because of whatever the situation is, turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Because He orders in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah. And turn towards your Lord and submit in His majestic court. Allahu Akbar. Why should we not divert our attention towards our Allah Azza wa Jal? Why should we not owe to repent and become obedient to Him with our hearts and with our souls, dear viewers of Madini channel, including our wealth as well, Mulana? Why should we not become obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla? Allah Azza wa Jal Himself declares the one who turned towards Him as an excellent person. You want to be excellent? I also want to be excellent. Every person wants to be excellent. Our beloved Rasul used to make istighfar 70 or 100 times in a day, Mulana Sahib. Nabi Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam used to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla very frequently. Yet, they are consistently towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani their attention. But still Allah Azza wa Jalla highlights those moments in this time, Mulana Sahib, when they turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Our problem is, Mulana, only when the calamity strikes.
Yes.
We run to the Mulana Sahib first. Before Allah Azza wa Jalla, before anybody else, we first go to these people and we seek ta'wizat, we seek help and assistance in this regard. Please make dam, please make dua, please do this, please do that. But we ourselves are distant from the Creator. When last have we put our head on the floor and thanked Allah Azza wa Jalla and we shukr for what we have? When last have we put our head to the ground and complained to our Allah Azza wa Jalla for the situation that we are going through, instead of taking our complaints to worldly people? So, Mulana Sahib, this is where I feel majority of the people are stuck. And this is where the advice is needed as to how do we overcome. But, Mulana Sahib, one of the biggest obstacles in the path of turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla is not making tawbah. Actually, Mulana Sahib, if a person makes tawbah and he repents, because one has to admit and accept, I am a sinner. If everybody feels average and normal that today the day was fine, I never committed any guna, then for what reason do you turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla? We need to know this day in, day out, that we are sinners. Like it or not, knowingly or unknowingly, sins are committed, Mulana Sahib. Day and night, they are occurring and happening in the state of acknowledgement or no acknowledgement. Whether you know, whether you don't know. But Amir al-Sunnah says, if a sensible person is with a person, from the time of Fajr till Isha, perhaps he can give a list of mistakes we make in the day. And we think we have not made any mistake. From the backbiting, to the wrongs, to the lies, whatever it may be. A list could be given as to what wrongs we do. But we assume that everything is fine. I have not committed any guna, I have not committed any sin. So, Mulana Sahib, coming again to the point that we as bandas, we need to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. The pious predecessors, the lives of the pious predecessors, of course, is evident enough for us to see that they are such bandas and such servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When they turned towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, they did not peep in the past to see what they're leaving behind, Mulana. If a person wants to leave interest, he's not going to see how much he has earned with the interest first. He must be ready and willing to give up whatever he has made from it. That I'm going to return all of this back to its owners. I don't want to have nothing to do with interest. I'm turning towards my Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. A person drinks alcohol, and then he says, no, it's Eid day coming, now I'm going to turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. But after Eid, then I'll go back to what I'm doing. So, can it be done in this way, Mulana? How does a person turn towards Allah? Can you hold on to some of the sins that you're doing? Harshly hold on to the sins, and then you also have the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which you are trying to attain.
See, we discussed, Imran Sahib discussed now the concept of tawbah. And in fact, our discussion today, we have it under the name turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, if I had to put this entire topic within one word, it would be tawbah. And the reason I say so is, what is tawbah? Tawbah, literally, tawbah means to return to Allah. Tawbah is the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what it is. Whatever our situation is, we need to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to return to our Creator. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah. To Him we are going to return. Azza wa Jal, we need to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we make tawbah? Sometimes nowadays, I see it. I saw it was growing up as well. I'm sure many viewers of Marine Channel have also seen it. Someone commits a sin and they would just maybe touch their ears and say, Astaghfirullah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. And they touch their cheeks and say, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. And they think, okay, I've done tawbah, now I can move on. Alhamdulillah, my tawbah is done. But tawbah is more than that. Tawbah is something very serious. Tawbah has four important conditions. They must be fulfilled or else tawbah is not found. Condition number one, recognition of the sin as a sin and recognition that I have committed it. If we do not recognize that we have sinned, then there is no opportunity for tawbah. You cannot turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you haven't recognized that I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So recognition of that sin as a sin. An admission in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, I admit that I have sinned. One who is in denial cannot return to Allah.
Allah.
The one who denies, no, what sin are you talking? I never committed a sin. So how will you return to Allah? How will you ever leave the sin? Therefore, there is, you know, that recognition of the sin, seeing sin as sin, seeing good as good, this is such a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua for this in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that, oh Allah, please show me haq, show me the truth as the truth. And grant me the tawfiq to follow in that path. At least show me falsehood as falsehood. And grant me the tawfiq to stay away from it. Why? Because if we do not see falsehood as falsehood, when will you leave it? If I'm going to, may Allah save me, I mean. But just as an example, if I'm going to listen to music which is haram, if I'm going to listen to it and I think, this is actually very good. These songs that I'm listening to is actually very good for me. When will I stop listening to it? I need to recognize the sin. That is step number one, the recognition, the ma'rifah of the sin. Step number two is nadama. Nadama means regret, remorse in the heart where you feel bad about the sin. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ad-nadmu tawbah. That very feeling regret and remorse in the heart about having committed the sin, this is the essence of returning to Allah. This is the essence of the tawbah. If that's found, then tawbah is found. If that is missing, then tawbah is missing. So feeling remorse, that, oh Allah, I really feel bad that I have done this. I feel terrible that I have disobeyed you. I must feel guilty that I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then step number three, to make a firm intention, to promise Allah Azza wa Jal that you will never return to the sin. Promise Allah Azza wa Jal that you'll never return to the sin. For if you are going to return, if you are going to return to the sin, then Allah, this is not tawbah. Who are we fooling? The one who, example, may Allah save us from this, the one who says, I make tawbah from missing salah now, but he knows the next salah that will come, I'll miss that one also. He has this intention in his heart already. He makes tawbah from backbiting, but he knows the next person I meet, I must backbite with him
Allah,
as well.
Allah.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is not a tawbah. This is just fooling around, this is playing. So, promising Allah not to return to the sin, and then we come to number four. Number four is that which people often think is the only step in tawbah. But this is the fourth step in tawbah, that now you turn to Allah. After you recognize the sin and admitted that you committed it, after you felt remorse in your heart for having committed it, after you have promised Allah Azza wa Jalla that you'll never commit it again, now you turn to Allah and say, Allahumma Rabbi ghafirli, oh Allah, please forgive me. Then you have achieved tawbah. There's one more thing that I want to discuss regarding this returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tawbah is that if along the way, if we have taken anyone's haq, anyone's right, that must also be returned. Allah. For example, if I've taken, in South Africa we use rands, if I've taken 100 rands of someone's, I can't just make all this tawbah and say I'll never take it again and not return it. I must return that which I have taken. If someone missed salah, you must do qada of the salah. If you miss fast, you must do your qada of the fast. If you need to do kafara, you must do kafara. So whatever is owing, you must repay. And then you go through these four steps of tawbah, and then you will actually be genuinely returning. Returning means returning to Allah again. you are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So every bondsman, every banda has to connect with this creator.
Absolutely.
I just love the andaz and the way you have presented these beautiful examples. It has touched my heart, Mama.
Alhamdulillah.
And as you were talking, this one beautiful story of Hazrat Abu Ishaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Ali, great wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Right.
This beautiful waqiyah of his came to my mind, and I was looking at it, subhanallah.
Mashallah.
When he made dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla for 30 years.
Right.
He says that I made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for 30 years. Mm-hmm. What was his dua? Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, bless me with the tawfiq of repentance and purity.
That
I want to sincerely, I want to have the privilege and honor of sincere repentance and purity, attain purity of the heart, of the nafs. He says, after 30 years had passed, I started wondering, a search came to my mind that I made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but for 30 years, despite me making this dua, your dua kabhi kubooli nahi hua. I mean, I never seen the signs, or when I see the signs, or whatever it may be. So he says, Ya Allah, for 30 years, I have been praying to you. Grant me the privilege and the honor of being purified. Allahu Akbar, grant me this, grant me that. But for 30 years, my dua is not being fulfilled. My need is not being fulfilled. He says, the moment I had this thought in my heart, I slept. I saw a dream. A person was then saying to me, you are wondering that for 30 years, your du'as are not answered. Is this ayat not sufficient for you to know how much Allah loves you? Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Indeed, Allah loves those who abundantly repent and purify themselves.
Wow.
Allahu Akbar. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. He says, do you consider this love to be ordinary love? So this Allah person in the dream asked Abu Ishaq, for 30 years you want to see that Allah Azza wa Jalla has purified you, but don't you know that this is also love in muhabbah when he says Allah loves those who repent abundantly and he loves those who purify themselves. So if you are one of those who repent and you are one of those who purify, then just know Allah loves you.
Alhamdulillah.
You should know Allah loves you. Subhanallah. But yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, we are still in search of that muhabbah and love. We have not seen the signs of it because our repentance, Maulana Sahib, is 1 minute we are upon one intention and the next minute another intention. Our niyats change like our clothes. Our niyats change like our mindset changes so frequently. The niyat now is to give in the path of Allah. After 5 minutes, you ask the banda to donate. Hey, I got some situation. At that time, I was in a josh. 5 minutes before you were in a josh, you gave that niyat, and 5 minutes later, your josh is all down.
But that's actually the reason that our ulama ikram advised that don't delay in good deeds. If you feel like I want to do tawbah now, if you feel I want to repent, I want to turn to Allah now, don't wait for after the silsila. Now turn to Allah.
Allah.
Now turn to Allah. And Allah knows the condition of your heart. Now turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, I've kept away from your pleasure.
Allah,
instead of moving
Allah
towards your pleasure. Oh Allah, forgive me. From today, I want your pleasure, oh Allah. From today, I'll strive for your pleasure. If you have the niyat now that I want to do, certain charity, certain donation, I want to give towards Dawah al-Islami, why are we waiting till after the silsila? Now I want to take out my zakah, I know my zakah amount, so take out now. If you can, do your JAFT now. If you have a need that I want to do some good deed, I want to perform some salah, do it as fast as you can. This heart, don't trust it. Now it's with us, tomorrow it's against us.
Allah,
now it's with you. Now it's with you to do a good deed, and suddenly the need comes about.
Many.
Hey, I need this. And then after that, the intention goes. The heart in Arabic, someone knows, mashallah, the heart is called qalb. Qalb. And why is called qalb? Because qalb is something, qalb means to change, to turn.
Allah.
Now it's here, then it's there. Now it's here, then it's there. It will constantly turn, it will change. How you feel today, you won't feel tomorrow. And how we feel tomorrow, we won't feel the next day. What we incline towards today, we may not be inclined towards tomorrow. Thus, when we want to do a good deed, when we want to turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla, don't delay. Don't delay that I'll do it later. Do it now. Now is the time. In fact, there's a beautiful proverb. It's a Chinese proverb that one of my asatidah, he used to advise us regarding this. He says that the best time to do something, the best time to do something is 20 years ago. The best time to do something is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. If you didn't get it then, do it now. So if we must turn to Allah, you know, we recognize we have to turn to Allah. We should have turned to Allah before. If we didn't yet.
Allah. Subhanallah. Maulana Sahib,
such pious predecessors who walked this earth at some stage and left such lessons behind, which keeps us in amazement even till today, Ma'asab. You know, you just can't understand how. Look at people who had kingdoms. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He kicked his entire kingdom just because he felt he needed to turn towards Allah.
Subhanallah.
جب دنیا کو چھوڑنا ہے تو ایسا نہیں کہ تھوڑا سا ہے دنیا بھی اور تھوڑا نہیں بھی ہے 50-50 as we say get little of both and we are the people who want little of both the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla don't care about this world nor do they care about the things that exist on this world all they care for is Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam all they care and they concern about is to make sure that they do not earn the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared Jannah for the pious. Allah has prepared Jannah and the blessings of Jannah for those who turn towards Him.
Absolutely.
You want to go paradise? I want to go paradise. But our destination and our the path that we are treading right now is the way to towards the wrath of Allah Azza wa
Jalla. You know, I heard a saying, Manasa, what you're mentioning is so true. And there's a saying that encompasses this very beautifully. That sometimes, why is it that we expect the death and the, you know, the outcome after death, like the Sahaba, but we want to live the lives of Pharaoh. That if we are going to live our lives in such a way that runs towards the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how do we expect the outcome to be, I must pass away in sajda.
Allah.
You know, I must pass away Allah. In the state of fast. When my fast hardly happens, when my sajda hardly happens, how often my head is in sajda, maybe on a jumu'ah. And then we think that, no, on that sajda I will pass away. If I want to die in sajda, let me make sajda through many days, many times in the day. Hopefully when my maut comes, it will also be in sajda. Hopefully my maut comes, it will be in tawbah. Hopefully my maut comes, it will be in sawm, in fasting. Hopefully my maut comes, it will be in the masjid, because I'm in the masjid every day. I'm in fast every day. I'm in salah every day. I'm in sajda every day. And subhanallah, if this is how we live, one lives, how one lives determines how one dies. If you live in good, inshallah, your death will be like how you live. And your resurrection will be like how we
Ameen,
die.
Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. But Masab, that only when the time is not too late for the person. A lot of people turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in their old age. And they miss out on the bonus they could have got in their old age if only they had worshipped in their youthful days. For example, you're 70 years old, now you can't stand for Salah because you're 70, you're old, you're tired, you're fatigued. You got problems and now you sit and read for some reason because there's a shari'i reason for you to sit and read. So you sit and read. But Allah Azza wa Jalla would have given you the full reward of that salah even if you sat and read it, provided that in your youthful days you never missed salah.
Wow.
But unfortunately, Mawlana Sahib, it's natural. It's pretty much natural. Shaitan is there, the temptation of dunya is there. All these are the obstacles, long hope, family, paisa, dreams and wishes. Of a person, what I want to become when I grow big, what I want to do till the end of my life. And for this 50-60 years, there's too much of planning, Mawlana Sahib. Years of planning and investment. There's very less planning than for the Akhirat. So therefore, people do not normally turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. But he says in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَخْبَتُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ
Indeed, those who believed and performed good deeds and turned towards their Lord, they are the people of Jannah. Ulaika ashabul Jannah. They are the people of paradise. Hum fiha khalidun. They will abide there in forever. Forever, forever. Why? They will look at the qualities. Indeed, those who believed.
Right.
Number one. Number two, Masab and performed good deeds.
Good deeds.
Believed and good deeds. The third condition was in turn towards Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Yes.
Believed, good deeds and turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Are you doing this much? Ask yourself this question. Are you performing good deeds? What are the good deeds a person can do? Masab can shed some light on this. Person wants to know, what are the good deeds can I do to earn the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Because Allah is commanding in this ayah and perform good deeds.
Absolutely.
What good deeds and a'mali saliha refers to in this verse?
Subhanallah. A'mali saliha, good deeds. Good deeds are those deeds that earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good deeds, those that earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that comes in sometimes that which we know to be ibadat, like for example your salah, your 5 daily salah, sometimes reciting the Holy Quran, listening to the Holy Quran. But then again, there are also those things that you may not recognize directly as ibadat, but they also amal salihah. For example, being good to your parents, smiling at your Muslim brother, being kind towards people, eating with your right hand, following the sunnah, entering the bathroom with the left foot, following the sunnah, and leaving with the right foot. So that good deeds, striving, and then you can go the extra mile, and after your fara'id, you can perform your nawafil, and you can perform your tahajjud, and so on, and your salatul taraweeh, subhanallah, this is also a good deed, such a good deed, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and in other months, provided it's not those 5 days that we're not supposed to fast. But throughout the year, other than that, if you wish to fast on any day, you can fast. These are a'mali saliha, and I love what Huzur mentioned just now, how amazing it is that there are those whom in their youth they turn to Allah, and there are those whom in their old age turn to Allah. What's the difference that Munasa mentioned so beautifully? If you turn to Allah in your old age only, you lost so many years of your life. But if you turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla in your youth, and that's one of the people who will enjoy the shade of the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, when there will be other than the shade given by Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Bishan.
One of them will be those who spend their youth in the pleasure of Allah. They spend their youth turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be given that. Why? In youth you can do so many things. So many things. You have the energy. You can run. You can do so much. But if you spend that in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earning the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah loves that so much. On that day when you need the shade and there's nowhere else, He'll give you the shade. And then subhanallah, if in old age, as Hazrat mentioned, if in old age you can't manage to do the same amount of ibadah, you were standing and performing taraweeh, but in old age you can't manage to stand, so you sat, Allah will give you the reward of standing like you used to do when you were strong. Thus, O youth of the Ummah, don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for old age. Don't think that today I am young, tomorrow when I'm old, I'll grow my beard. Don't think today I am young, tomorrow when I'm old, I'll perform salah. Don't think today I'm young, tomorrow when I'm old, I'll become pious. Don't think today I'm young, tomorrow when I'm old, I will leave sins. No, no, no. Leave sins today, become pious today, turn to Allah today. Sayyidi Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, very beautifully, whilst he was a young man, he said that riyazat ke yahi din hai burape mein kaha himmat jo kuch karna hai abhi kar lo abhi noori jawan tum ho. He said that, oh Nuri, he referred to himself and he said, oh Nuri, today is the day of exercising yourself, today is the day of striving, today is the day of turning to Allah and trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your old age, where will you find the strength? Whatever you want to do, do it today, O Nuri, because today you are still young. Today you have youth with you, you have the strength with you. Where are you going to find the strength when the weakness of old age has hit you? So, O youth of the Ummah, today is the day to turn to Allah. Let us not wait for tomorrow, for we don't know whether, we know tomorrow will come, but we don't know if tomorrow will come for us.
Allah, so true, Mawlana Sahib. You know, as you're talking and mentioning these things once again, Mawlana, Allah, just those emotions go through your body to understand that I wish we could fall under the categories of those who have been forgiven, Mawlana.
Ameen.
For some people like Malik bin Dinar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and some pious personality, subhanAllah, if they have taken guarantee of some person being forgiven, it came in writing from the unseen, Mawlana. That so-and-so has been forgiven because of so-and-so. Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, made one chore, performed 2 rakat of salah, and in the 2 rakat, uska kaam ho gaya.
Allahu Akbar.
Just think, Mawlana Sahib, ki kash we sinners as well attain a single drop from that rahmat and mercy. And of course, it is the rahmat of Allah without which a person cannot survive. Whatever we have in our lives, yes, sab sara ka sara Allah ki rahmat hai.
Absolutely.
It is the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person says, he was a pious person, his house collapsed.
Allah Akbar.
He went to look for a person who could build his wall or whatever. His entire house never collapsed, a certain wall of his house collapsed. And I'm just going to give you the summary of this short little waqia.
Right.
He says, Bash, I went to look for a laborer who could do this thing for me. And he was a constructor.
construction person who could do construction and all of that. So he agreed. He said, I got three conditions. Number one is that I will work according to how much work I can do. You will not overload me. You will only give me work according to my strength and my ability.
Right.
Look at my position and pay my wage on time. Number three, do not stop me. Number three, do not stop me from offering salah. Three conditions. Who this person was? He was a normal constructor.
Nice.
He will do building work, brick work, this work, that work. So anyways, that happened, Maulana Sahib. He says, I'm okay with that. Please just build my wall for me and I know it's done. So he bought the stuff and he built it. This person, he was a pious person. He says, when I got back home, I saw this person. He told me that I mustn't put pressure on him, that he must complete work according to his abilities. But when I got there, he did 2 days of job in one day. I was so happy to see, mashallah, this person is a workaholic. He's a good person. So it happened. I went back out for some work, and when I got back, I realized that the job is done, but he disappeared. He's not there at home. So I inquired from the place where I found him, from those people around the area. They all did not know about him, but after finding, inquiring at night, I finally reached his home. And I went to ask him that you did my housework for me and you just disappeared like that, and you had the condition, which I adhere to. I accepted, but then what about you? You just went away like that. I went to speak with him then to realize that he is in high fever, laying in bed.
Allah.
He was sick. I offered him to come to my home. He refused point blank. I'm not going to come. I'm going to be here. When I insisted that you're so sick, your fever is, got high fever. You've got no family members to even take care of you. Come to my home. I've got people there. They will take care of you. Come. He says no. And then I felt he was feeling shy. So he says, okay, if I do come, then don't offer me any of your food. I don't want to eat anything from your home. Just... He said, okay, I accept that condition, just come now. When he got home, it is said, Maulana Sahib, on the third or fourth day, his fever intensified much more than it was on the first day. And after 4 days, he was about to pass away. This young man, who was a laborer, who just built the wall of this person, he reconstructed that wall or half of some portions of his home. And he's about to pass away. He's on his deathbed counting his last final breaths. So before he passed away, he says, see, brother, you came into my life like this for your home, that I had to build one wall for you, which I have done. But this is my condition. Doesn't look like I can survive for very long. I'm about to leave this world. I got one request for you. He says, go to, you know, he never says it. He says, go to Khalifa of the time and present to him this ring and this kitab. Which is the kitab? What book is this? This is the Kalam of Allah, yani Qurani Pak. He says, the Khalifa of his time. He says, yes, go and give it to him. He accepted this. On the other hand, he passed on. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In that situation, with the help of others, the rites were carried out. Janaza, kafan, dafan, everything was done. The very next day, he tried to make his way to the parliament, to the place where the Khalifa would be seated with his people. So, via the help of the person who would take the letter, he wrote that he needs to speak to the Khalifa. The Khalifa then ordered for him to come in, and he was very upset. He said, to speak with me, you had to send a letter to me? Couldn't you come direct to me? He's saying, Hazrat, however the rules and the policies are of this place, I had to abide by that. Mm. That's how the letter had reached you. I had jotted down and I made a note of my of what dreams I had and what I have seen actually and what experience I had. So I want to let you know of what I have been through. So the Khalifa said, okay, tell me what happened. He says, this is what happened. My one wall broke and then I called one person to fix up the wall, and then he came, he built the wall for me. He fell sick on the fourth day. He just passed away last night. Then he gave me a ring and a Quran Sharif. He said to me, I must come and present this to you. The moment the Khalifa took this in his hand, he saw the Quran, he saw the ring, he began crying. He began crying extensively, excessively, that no one could stop him. Emotional, and no one had the himmat to even ask, Ya Sayyidi, huwa kya bro bire. After some time he asked, he says, did the person give any will? Did he say anything? This person who is a laborer is shocked. Khalifa Sahib is crying. That laborer, mamuli person, how Khalifa got relationship with that person? Yeah. Khalifa Sahib then said, can you take me to his qabr? He's saying, yes, why not? I was there in his janaza. We were there, let's go. Took him to the cemetery and said, this is the grave of the person who gave the ring and the Quran Sharif for you.
Allah.
Then he cried so much. He made dua at the grave and he said, do you know, this person is my son.
Ya Allah.
Allah. He left this dunya for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Wow.
He kicked everything aside for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He let go of the luxuries for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is what he insisted he wanted. He wanted the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla instead of the dunya. He wanted qurbe ilahi instead of the luxuries of this world. And because of what he insisted for, I let him leave this kingdom and let him go and do what he wants to do. And then he went to find a job. And apparently when this person says, when he was in search of this laborer, in the same place where he found him initially, people said he doesn't work the whole week. He only works one day in the week. The rest of the week is ghaba. He is Muslim.
He's absent.
So where is he? In the house of Allah making dhikr.
Yeah,
he makes enough money to survive. I got money to survive for the day. Why must I work tomorrow? That Rabb who gave me today will give me tomorrow as well. This was a level of their tawakkul, Murana Sahib. This is the meaning of turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla, dear brother in Islam. When will we turn towards Him like our pious predecessors? Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Murana Sahib, we need to come into Islam completely. We need to experience our Islam completely. We can't have the taste of other things as well together with Islam. No. You enjoy Islam, enjoy it completely. You need to enter into Islam completely. Follow its rules and regulations. Follow the orders of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. You're turning towards Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now you want in return that He must love you, right? Alhamdulillah, Allah will love you. But why have you forgotten this ayat of the Quran Pak? He would only love you if you also learn to become obedient to His Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we start following and adhering to the sunnahs and teachings of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically we will not earn the wrath of Allah, but rather the love of Allah. The rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the closest the qurb of Allah azza wa jalla. But we are speaking about His sunnahs, but in actions we follow shaitan. From the tongue we speak about the love of the Prophet, but from our actions we follow the devil. Why is it like that, Mawlana Sahib? Can Mawlana Sahib shed some light on this double standards perhaps of a banda that we show these double standards? And Mawlana Sahib, this is the biggest reason for the barakah and for the blessings to be gone from our lives. We speak about His sunnah, but in actual fact, in reality, Mawlana Sahib, you see from morning to evening, our chehras, our face is in according to whose sunnah? The sunnah of Rasulullah SAW or the actions of the kuffar?
Allah, you have so little time. Wallahi, you have so little time. If we only knew how little time we have, we think these 50, 60, 70, 80 years is a lot. This time is a little. Within this short amount of time that we have, we need to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the way to earn the pleasure of Allah, follow the way of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, that's the only way. There is no other way. Allah azza wa jalla grant us tawfiq to follow His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And choose that as the way.
Subhanallah. Kya baat hai. Mawlana Sahib, we'll be back inshallah. Azzawajallah. Same program, same time, same place on your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.